With your latest edition of the Newcastle headlines, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Newcastle head coach Steve Bruce is hoping for a triple injury boost ahead of Saturday's Premier League clash at Watford. Skipper Jamal Lascelles and forwards Alisson Maximan and Miguel Almiron all missed the 5-0 defeat at Manchester City through injury, but could return for the clash at Vicarage Road, with Bruce saying that all three men will undergo fitness tests. However, it's not such good news on the fitness of Matty Longstaff and Isaac Hayden, with Bruce saying he expects the duo to miss the remaining games of Newcastle's season. Moving on, and Steve Bruce has warned his Newcastle players to be wary of the threat posed by Watford, claiming they could derail their mission to bounce back from the midweek defeat at Manchester City. Bruce is still smarting from the 5-0 drubbing at the hand of Pep Guardiola's men and is determined to see a response from his players. But Watford have plenty to play for, sitting in 17th place in the table and with just 4 points separating them from the relegation places. Bruce says he can't quite believe that Watford find themselves in the situation that they currently are, and has said that he expects them to give his team a difficult examination. Finally today, Newcastle are being linked with a move for Lille forward Jonathan Ikone. According to reports in the French press, the 22-year-old is one of several players that Newcastle are keeping an eye on heading into the next transfer window. Lille brought Ikone from PSG for £5 million in 2018, but are thought to want four times as much as that for the 22-year-old after a couple of decent seasons. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.